Welcome back to the Anal Podcast. Thank you for joining us for another exciting Anal Probe segment. Join us as we break down the topics in the title and oh, so much more on every episode. Do you love the Anal Podcast? Feel free to leave a review, subscribe, or even tell a friend. It helps us get noticed, and we love to get noticed. You can email the pod at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at anewamericanle1. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Anal Podcast special between Christmas and New Year's bonus episode edition, where we're just going to catch up on what's been going on in the news and around home. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm John, and I want to be a goldfish.
Hi, I'm Mike, and I'm pretty unprepared for this, but you know.
Michelle, and I had my first Monster energy drink today. I drank the whole thing.
I'm Jared, and I don't know, the war on Christmas never ends. But can we talk about this Monster energy drink? Because oh my god. Are you okay?
Yeah, are you
okay?
You actually are speaking more quickly than you normally do when you introduced yourself.
Okay, I did drink the Monster at around 2:30, 3 p.m. right now.
It's so coursing through your veins.
My time. However, it's because I had to work open to close today and tomorrow because the majority of my work is out on COVID quarantine or they have COVID. So,
like me personally, even though I think everyone should get vaccinated to protect themselves and others, I don't really know how I feel about COVID mandates. I don't feel as though an employer really should have much position on what the employee does or doesn't do with their health. Are we going to give employers, you know, the right to say you got to go have an abortion because you can't have maternity leave? Like, it's one of those slippery slope things, I know. Well, I don't know how I feel about the mandates.
It's not a great example, Rob, because there is no maternity leave in this country.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We live in America.
I don't know that it is a slippery slope, though. Like, we treat corporations as people, and people have rights, and often corporations have more rights than people. If a corporation has more right than a person does, like, it can just do whatever it wants, and it's a private entity, even if it's publicly traded, like, they can say, I want a workforce that is vaccinated. So, I mean, I know it's taking away livelihood of people that won't get vaccinated, but they're not making you get vaccinated, technically, legally speaking. Like, yeah, you just can't work there anymore.
Yeah. And then you suffer the fate of the unemployed in the hands of a capitalistic economy, which...
You're still suffering in a capitalist economy either way.
Right, but without a job, it's much more difficult. Because then you lose the health care. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, there's
sure.
A lot.
Well, if you even have health care from your job.
You're right.
You know, plenty of people have a job and don't have health care, can't afford to pay for the health care that their job, quote, provides.
Which all they do is pay, what, 50%? Isn't that what they're required to?
I don't think they're required to pay any. They just make you eligible to buy insurance that's better than the marketplace insurance. Like, yeah, employers really don't. And some do that, some don't. Again, they're people, so they have the right to do whatever they want to do.
Well, yeah, Jared, you had mentioned it's what, the right to exclude.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even the idea that corporations are people, John. It's like this, the right to exclude people from your property is baked into private property rights in the United States, in the Constitution, probably in capitalism in general, depending on the country that you're in. So, you know, historically, the courts have ruled that the right to exclude trumps all other rights, like that you have, like your right to, you know, freedom, your right to... free speech, like any of that stuff that, you know, that we hold dear and sacred, it doesn't matter. Like, if you are a business owner and you can make a case that, I guess in this case, right, that, you know, your employees not being vaccinated would make you lose money, in a court of law, it's going to hold up that you can mandate that. And, you know, and that's why, like, in parking lots of businesses, you can't no soliciting, right? You can't solicit in places because it would make businesses lose money so they can kick you out of just their parking lots. And it goes
too.
Yeah, yeah. It goes that deep. So, you know, they can make a case, you'd make them lose money, they can kick you out of their private property. So, I mean, that's baked into property rights. I mean, I think where it gets under capitalism, where it gets hazy is like, what can the government do, right? You know, how much power does the government have over dictating what people can or can't do? But with like a private corporation, it's clear they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
You know, if they can make a case, yeah, that it's going to, X is going to make them lose money, then, well, okay, they can say you can't do that. You have to do Y or else you're fired or get off our property. So
I feel like in a lot of cases, they don't even have to make the case.
Sure, right, yeah. But it's just the implication, right? Because
right, you get your employees on a boat. You tell them you're going to get vaccinated and they will because of the implication.
Right, and because and they can't afford the lawyer fees to sue you to test it is the other thing, right?
Right.
Which is
now, see, I when it comes to the medical field, like when I started working in the hospital, you know, a couple decades ago, shut up. You had to go in and get tested to see what you were and were not immune to. And before you started work in the laboratory specifically, you had to get vaccinated for everything your blood work said you weren't immune to, that you could be exposed to. And that was a condition of having the job. You go to HR and you do this every year. And for a lot of medical staff now to, you know, be at risk of losing their jobs because they refuse to get vaccinated kind of blows my mind, because to be in that position they were in the first place, they had to get vaccinated typically out of the wazoo, one side and the other. That way the employer's ass is covered.
But again, Rob, those are old vaccines with old technology that we know is good and not the new bad technology that is bad, right? From the new vaccines. I mean, isn't that the argument, right?
I mean, I think it's
seems part like of the it. Only thing that makes sense. We don't know what it's going to happen. We don't have enough case study. They've only been out less than a year. You know, that's all bullshit.
Most of the misinformation that I see around COVID at this point is mostly that it's the common cold. Like, just get over it. This is a normal thing, like an attempt at normalization. And that's really it, because my algorithm doesn't really feed me that stuff. So, but I have seen a lot about the mandates, and not exactly sure what, you know, repercussions Amazon and the Candle Factory are looking at, because didn't they like tell their employees they had to stay or they were going to lose their jobs in a tornado?
That's such a weird, yes. I think both places did that.
But how and why?
Lose your life.
Yeah, how?
Well, what's even more alarming, and this kind of follows in the vein of what we've just been talking about, Jared, with property and money loss and things like that. In the case of the Amazon factory, and well, I guess the Candle Factory too, because it would be much more detrimental. You know, these buildings weren't really protected, and I understand when a tornado comes through, you know, you it's going to destroy things. There were no adequate shelters in either of these buildings for the people. And you figure, well, thinking cynically about these things, maybe the product is protected and not the people, but that's not even the case. So it's kind of really weird to think about it on a lot of different levels. Nothing really makes sense other than, you know, we're just borrowing something Jared said how many moons ago on our podcast, that, you know, it's just make as much money as long as you possibly can, no matter what. You know, keep the people here at the Candle Factory. We're going to take roll while we cower in the bathroom to make sure nobody left. The world's burning, but we got to keep using gas. Same idea. Just keep making money.
Make that money.
Because, you know, did you know you can eat and breathe money?
Yeah.
And drink it, too.
It's so weird. It's so strange. And you know, we're going to avoid all the little anecdotal things about Bezos posting a picture of him and his space buddies while his employees died, because we know he doesn't give a shit about that. No, like, no. Why should he even put on airs?
We call them assets or something. He didn't even refer to them as like employees.
Yeah. Play the role, Jeff. Just you're the supervillain. Might as well do it. Fuck it.
Just be the Lex Luthor that you always.
No, but come on. You're giving him too much credit. You're giving him way too much credit.
Okay.
He's no Lex Luthor. Come on now.
See, you know what? He's
bald. Okay, whatever.
We've all come at this at a slightly different angle, and here's what I think about in my head. Since we live in a country where you can take a life insurance policy out on anybody, including your employees, were all those people in those particular buildings insured by the company? Are they going to collect on the life insurance policies of those employees that were forced to stay in those buildings and died?
Who knows? Probably can't collect the life insurance because the employees should have left and they didn't, so now they can't get the life insurance.
No, they probably collected on, they collected on the employees and on the product that was lost, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. The company's fine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The company. I know there were several companies I worked for that when you started, they straight up told you, like, we're taking a life insurance policy out on here, and if you die, we're rich. Like, essentially was the gist of it.
I just took a life insurance policy out on myself.
Nice.
That was a weird experience.
Planning for your death?
Yeah. I'm not planning for it, just, like, making being arrangements. Prepared. If it's weird.
I didn't get the paperwork yet, just so it, just so you know.
You are not the beneficiary.
Don't worry, John, I'll get it signed in the mail quick.
Thank you.
As far as the tornado situation that happened, I mean, that just goes to show that, like, maybe climate change might be real, because that's, like, a little more than a once-in-a-hundred-year storm. Like, has there ever been a tornado on record 2 miles wide traveling 227 miles on the ground without lifting up?
F5.
That's just unbelievable.
But Rob, it still snows places sometimes.
Like Hawaii? Yeah.
And there's ice, too.
Well, Hawaii.
There wasn't tornadoes when it was hot last summer.
How about that?
I didn't see no tornado.
What happened is just it's unbelievable how much this is going to sound crass. I was trying to think of a way to not sound crass about it. It's unbelievable how much coverage the people that lost their lives in that true tragedy were covered when we've been losing 1,200 people a day. What's less than 100 in a tornado? What does that even matter in the scheme of things? This country's used to thousands dropping dead a day.
Listen, like, I don't care about any of this. All I care about is Joe Biden's new dog.
Oh, the one that is not biting people?
Yet.
It's a German Shepherd. It's going to bite someone.
Yeah, give Kamala time.
They're all crazy and inbred.
She'll train it.
No, German Shepherds, ooh, they're my least favorite dog.
It's because it's a cop.
It is a cop!
Yeah, it's a cop in a dog suit.
Nark, 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 nark.
Unbelievable.
I wonder what the conversation...
So,
Mike, that's a t-shirt, I think, buddy.
I think that might be a t-shirt. Please, dog, narkin.
I'm working on it right now.
Nice.
But speaking of shit companies doing shitty things, I think that's a decent segue into fucking Kellogg's. How about Kellogg's?
Well, I can segue from between both of these topics.
Do it.
I recently took on a new job at a new place, and dealing with a lot of these same questions, I actually asked my team lead if I would be allowed to leave if there was a tornado. And I think there was a tornado fairly close by to this place, sort of recently. She didn't know the answer. She had to come back to me and tell me. She said, yeah, if you want to leave, you can, but we actually do have literal tornado shelters in the building.
Well, that's handy.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Also, yeah. I deal with... I'm part of the supply chain. I deal with, moving foods and other things to stores. One of the brands that we have in the warehouse is Kellogg's. We have certain things. And I noticed on the Pop-Tarts, the Kellogg's name is nowhere to be found on the boxes that go to that the consumer sees. Kellogg's on the packing boxes, but... it's pretty interesting, and that was a very, very recent change. And does anyone know why?
Well, I think I can throw a stab at it. Maybe it's because Kellogg fired everybody that was striking, hired a bunch of scabs. Their products went to shit, so they wanted to get their primary brand off of everything that they have underneath their umbrella. Yeah. For starters.
Their products have been like, how long has it been? Like
10 weeks.
Oh, 10 weeks.
I don't know, it's
obviously been an ongoing issue. Yeah. But
yes.
What's been more interesting about all of this is surprisingly pro response to siding with the workers that I've heard, you know, around the water cooler at work with the other cogs in the wheel like me.
That's good.
Very surprising, all things considered, you know. Geographical location, vax and mask feelings of these people, but you know, yet again, they're siding with commie shit. They just don't know it. It's weird.
Just don't let them know.
Yeah, just let them figure it out for themselves.
Yeah. No, I'm just planting seeds. That's all.
One day they're gonna look at you and go, "Bro, I think I'm a communist. What do I do?" And you're like, "Come to join me."
only one person that works there knows about this podcast, and they're already on the team. So you know, fine.
Well, I know Amazon. While we're still talking about shit companies, which I was a beautiful tie into many things. I like that. Didn't Amazon just like to find out they're under investigation for the union busting they did in Alabama?
I mean, they broke some laws.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, yes.
100%. They did some shady shit.
And the laws that they broke, they're actually being investigated over.
Good.
So yeah, that's interesting. Nice. But even at that, once the investigation's over and they're like, "Oh, so you totally did this. Here's your fine, Mr. Bezos." And he goes, "Okay, I'll sell 3 shares and just go ahead and take care of that."
Well, but the thing I think with that though is like if they break laws and they get another vote.
Oh, right? That I didn't know.
I feel like that gives the union another shot. Oh. At another vote. Like I could be wrong because I'm not an expert in many things, but I feel like if you know you have a campaign to unionize and like they break all these laws to stop you from doing it, you should get a redo. I mean, it'd be
mulligan that union vote.
It'd be ridiculous if you did it. They're like, "Okay, well, good luck, I guess."
Yeah. They break
all these laws, but you don't get to vote again for like 10 more years. Like, I mean. But I think that gives more steam though to other unions fighting. Like we saw these Kellogg workers go on strike. Like these union workers at Amazon tried, you know, again, the Amazon broke the law and did some shady shit to stop them. But like, weren't there Amazon workers that walked off recently? Like went on strike recently in other locations. I mean, a Starbucks, right? The first Starbucks unionized.
I did recently.
See
the first Starbucks.
Yeah, that was exciting.
I mean, shit is happening now. Like it's.
Well, Starbucks has to unionize if they want to defeat Christmas, right?
I mean,
they already defeated Christmas when they did the red cup.
Right? Red cups that said just happy holidays.
Yeah, just defeating Christmas.
Christmas lost the war on Christmas. What we're saying,
right? There's no
it's already
Christmas.
Been lost.
Old news. Old news.
Because of Starbucks, gotcha.
Christmas right. is gone. Starbucks coffee.
I've had like 4 peppermint mochas in a couple weeks, and they're good. I'm just gonna say that
they are.
I have
they're pretty
had,
good.
The candy cane cappuccino. Myself.
Oh my god.
Okay, but have you tried the sugar cookie almond milk latte? Because
I have
good.
It sounds so good.
Listen, yum.
While we're on a podcast that millions listen to,
yes.
I need to put this out there into the Starbucks zeitgeist. The juniper latte needs to come back.
I don't know what that is, but I say yes.
What?
Does it have gin in it?
No, juniper. Well, that's
what's
part
a juniper?
Of
did
gin,
it have
I
gin?
Guess. No. It could, I suppose. That would probably be terrible.
Isn't that what gin's made out of?
Like, yeah, I thought so.
Well, gin can be made out of several different botanicals, but yeah, juniper's
Jupiter
a common
berries.
One.
Okay, okay.
Jupiter berries.
Jupiter berries.
I'll take them. Sure.
Yeah, no, it was a 1 year thing, and they didn't, and people weren't ready, but I was ready. So Starbucks, I know you're listening. Mr. Stephen Starbucks.
Mr. Bucks. Daddy Starbucks.
Daddy Bucks.
First name Star.
Yep.
Star. Last name Bucks. There is.
Anyway, Mr. Bucks.
His face just looks like a logo too.
Please bring the juniper latte back. That's all. That's all. That's all. I'm
gonna
a simple
hashtag
man.
Them in the show notes when this goes out.
Perfect. Oh man, I'm gonna ignore that so hard.
Yep, we certainly are.
I just read the description for this latte. Our signature espresso and steamed milk mingle beautifully with juniper syrup. This beverage has a light pine-like flavor with delightful citrus undertones. We cap this latte with velvety foam and accentuate the remarkable flavor with a dusting of pine citrus sugar. Damn, that sounds delicious.
It sounds amazing. Like a fucking bottle of Pine Sol.
Yeah, it's great.
Some people like that.
I guess.
You never know what whatever current, like, you know, unpaid intern is running their social media right now. Like, yeah. Just be sympathetic. give it a retweet, you know? You never know.
Yeah,
he could be the other person that bought one and tried it.
The other one person.
Just biding your time waiting. Someone will tweet about this and finally.
He's going to be so satisfied. Finally!
Be a big moment for the podcast.
I kind of feel that way when Shamrock Shakes come back into town.
Oh my god, Shamrock Shakes are so good.
Are they different now, though? I feel
they
like
are.
They're different.
Not like they used to be.
Yeah.
But they're still
Is that like the McRib, too?
No, the McRib is a whole different beast. There's cults that worship the McRib.
It's like a brick of processed crap, though.
I've had one McRib. Has anyone else had one?
I did a long time ago.
It's lost in the sands of time, but yes.
It's not, yeah, it's like not good terrible. Enough to remember.
It's terrible.
In my head, because I'm a very textual eater, it's like someone took a sponge and put it in a Foreman grill to give it lines and then fed it to
Because the ribs itself, it's just a mush, right? It's
a mush. It's a processed like brick.
Well, we had the same type sandwiches at school, Jared and Mike and Rob.
And not to the best of my knowledge. I went to school at that location whenever they still had the 5 gallon buckets of ranch dressing at the end of the line that everyone covered their food in to be able to eat it.
No, I didn't experience that.
Yeah. So we're about to our halfway point. Are we ready to broach the subject everybody's most excited to talk about?
Yes.
That the fact that we live in an age of such excitement and division that a former president of the United States can throw a rally specifically to his base and still be booed off stage by saying, I got the booster.
JFK Sr. finally had a rally?
No, that cult's currently contemplating suicide from what I understand, but that's a whole different topic we might get to.
Is it because he didn't rise from the dead?
Yes, now they're going to go hunt for him in death.
No, he didn't rise. No, he's not. He never died. How do you can't rise from the dead if you never died.
Jesus did it!
Well, I mean, right, we're not, he never died, like,
right. Talking about that. He was that Neanderthal guy that was a genetic anomaly. That just didn't stop aging. Anyone
never,
else see that?
I see. Sorry, misunderstood.
He was a superhero. That's that. It's pretty cool.
He reassembled his exploded head and then just continued to live a normal life, I guess. Okay. I mean, Jesus, JFK, Sr.?
JFK Jr.
Christ with a K?
No. JFK Sr. is still alive.
No, it's Junior. What?
Listen to me.
We're all learning.
JFK Sr. is still alive, and he's been president since he was president. No president since him has been legitimate, because he's still been the active president this whole time. Trump acted as his vice president.
So what did Pence do?
Shadow President JFK.
Pence, I don't know. He had weird dreams about his wife with other men. Anyway, JFK Jr. also never died. He is Q.
Mm. Oh, that's what it is.
I feel like there's a problem, though, because wasn't JFK a Catholic? And that's not cool.
Oh, yeah, he was Catholic.
Yeah.
Oh, and definitely a Democrat, right?
Yeah.
But also pretty libertarian.
I don't even understand what's happening now.
Like, I feel like he was too soft on communism, so they killed him. But anyway.
But they didn't kill him, though, is what I'm saying. They didn't kill him.
He's not dead.
Open your eyes, Jared.
Neither JFK is dead. Both
do your research.
Junior and senior are alive, right?
Clearly just tried to discuss the insanity, and it has drove us down a road of madness that is not even publishable. Like, the Q theories are so off the fucking rocker. Like, those people, I think, are in real trouble.
It's a cult, and it's a religion, and most of these you have to have a dais. You have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this example, Trump would be the Holy Spirit.
And then you got Father and Son, JFK and JFK.
I love it. Right. Trump's the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of making money.
But if you recall, in the video, Trump did point out that it was only a small minority of people booing him. So.
Is there a link? Does someone post a link to him getting booed at all?
I don't think so, but you can just YouTube it, Trump booed, and then pick the newest one.
What? Okay. It's so rare, right? Because it's him and Bill O'Reilly, isn't it? Like, yeah. And they're both Bill saying, O'Reilly. Like, oh, we got boosted, and everyone's like, no. What's
well, yeah, I mean, the Land Baron literally had a mental crisis over it. Didn't she post, you know, Trump has left us all, he's abandoned us, we can't trust anyone? Like, what the actual fuck?
Here's the quote. Forwarded from Health Ranger, quote unquote. Health
Ranger?
God.
Trump is now part of the, and this is caps, vaccine death cult. And he has betrayed us all. Probably not a coincidence that the Maxwell trial flight log show Trump was on the Epstein's quote Lolita Express six times.
He's out
now.
Of favor, he's a pedophile now.
But again, right, he's like, everyone knew this. Forever that Trump is a shitty, I mean, yeah, probably a pedophile, right? He's just a shitty asshole that like hung out with shitty assholes, and like the logs of him on the Lolita Express have been out there forever, but only now, right, are the cues like, well, I guess that has to be why, because again, they thought he was
under this now.
Well, yeah, because now it can be real because he's gone against what their belief system is and they're anti-vax.
Right, but before he was undercover, right, and he was the savior undercover doing all the secret work, and now he's compromised, right? No, oh wait, no, now he's compromised. It's just like nothing. There's no concrete. Yeah, there's no. It's not based
in real life at all. It's just made up. It's made up bullshit. There's no like facts, right?
No, it's.
Are you saying that robots aren't real?
Not the robot pigeons.
There's Trump's the robot.
Oh shit! So, Katie, what do you think about Trump getting booed for getting the booster?
Oh, is anyone surprised that he did that? He got the vax behind everyone's back, and they're like, oh, he got the booster? Oh. Like, yeah, he was gonna get the booster. He's the shady man who does shady shit. So he went and got, you know.
Boosted?
He doesn't give a shit. He only gives a shit about himself. If it betters himself, like, he's really into self-care. And it's like
self-care gone wrong.
And it's like, yeah, you should 100% get boosted, but he's like, he's a con artist or whatever.
So, well, it seems like his crowd's no longer having none of it based on some of the rhetoric Jared has come up with for us.
Oh, I feel like he's there to lose some people, but I feel like there's still enough people that just hate Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's Trump light. I mean, really.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Doesn't just everyone hate Joe Biden, though?
Yeah, no one wanted Biden. Biden was the option we had to not pick Trump. No one voted for him because they Democrats fucking wanted too. Him.
Well, there's definitely Twitter people who are...
The rich people on Twitter? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my sister-in-law was texting me when Biden got whatever won. She's like, "I'm crying happy tears," and I'm like, "It's fine."
Wasn't it more about getting rid of Trump though?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. But she was like, "I'm so happy I could cry. I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's nice to not be so annoyed by Trump, but Biden's not doing good."
I mean, not that I'm defending the dillweed, but he does have a lot to work with, you know, pandemic, aftermath of the last presidency, and, I mean, even the presidency before that.
He was part of that presidency, though.
Yeah, exactly. My point.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but this just reminded me of a stupid meme from The Real Housewives.
Do it.
I don't know like what season or location or whatever the fuck, but it's somebody asks somebody else, "How are you doing?" And she's like, "Not well, bitch."
Just flips the table. That's always something from that show.
Yeah, exactly. It just made me think of Biden right now just going, "Not well, bitch," and then like flipping over his desk if someone asks him how it's going.
Or is that Teresa Giudice when she just, isn't she always the one who flips the tables?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I have never legitimately flipped a table, but now I'm just going to secretly look for any situation in which I could do it and get away with it.
After I saw that episode, man, like, I felt like doors opened in my life where I'm just like, man, is there an opportunity where I could be flipping tables?
There has to be.
Because it just came out of nowhere when she flipped that table over. She was, I don't even know what she was angry about. She was like, flipped it over. And everyone was like, oh shit, what a moment.
She's just making the content.
Yeah! For the content. She's like, this shit's boring. I'm gonna flip this table. Okay, so Rochelle, moving into the portion of the episode where you need to know what an NFT is.
Good night.
No, Katie, you can't. You have to create content.
I don't want to talk about NFTs.
I'll tell you what, John. Why don't you Google the definition of an NFT, read it to Rochelle, and then we'll call that segment over. Jared, just in time to explain to Rochelle what NFTs are.
Bullshit. right click. Don't matter.
They're just a way for artists to become little capitalist assholes too. Right?
But right clicking exists, John.
Sometimes you can't. You can disable right click. And they're not
that snipping tool. That. It's built in Windows, baby.
There definitely isn't print screen or Chrome add-ons or you can even take a picture of your screen.
But the point is you can't fungi it, right? Because you can't, it's not, you can't.
Right, it is not fungible. It is a non-fungible, so you are not a fungus.
Not fungible allowed.
You told me all I had to do was read the definition, and then we can be done with this, right?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I prolonged this.
The one part of that is that she has to understand what you're saying, so.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is what kind of got me going on it earlier today. I found out that one of my absolute favorite authors posted something on Instagram that said, "So excited to release my first collection of original NFT artworks available today, link in bio." And it's an author that I thought would never in a million years have anything to do with this kind of baloney. And it just threw me for a loop. And I was like, wait, what are NFTs again? I feel like I know this, but I don't know this. Like, what is it actually? And should I hate this author now?
So they are non-fungible tokens. It is a unique and non-interchangeable unit of data stored on a blockchain, whatever the fuck that is.
Chain of blocks.
A form of digital ledger. Let's see, that's the only time anyone's ever told me what a blockchain is. Thanks, Wikipedia. True. NFTs can be associated with reproducible digital files such as photos, videos, and audio. It's a one-of-a-kind digital asset that belongs to you and you only. The most popular ones right now include artwork and music, but can also include videos and even tweets.
And apes!
Yes, there are ape NFTs.
God damn it.
I'm actually getting my first NFT.
There's a price.
No, I really
don't do it.
No.
No, listen. Listen. Because I'm a registered shareholder of AMC stock, I get an NFT for being an AMC stockholder.
Jesus Christ.
It's an AMC NFT.
Everyone's making private currency.
Yep.
I hate everything.
We're heading towards Snow Crash, aren't we? Real fast.
It's, yeah!
Hero protagonist.
Every Burbclave, right? They're all going to have their own private currency that's only valid per neighborhood.
Right back to company script, but you got to have the company crypt.
The company crypt. Fuck it.
If this author you like is doing this, like, it's stupid, but they're gonna get paid when some dumbass buys these, so every they're getting time. A payday. So they're getting a payday. So okay, great. You know, it's better than if the author you love is like a turf or something, right? Then that's kind of a bad thing. But I mean,
is it J.K. Rowling? Just admit, is it J.K. Rowling?
I don't know. I've never read them. I'm just giving a hyperbolic example here. But no, if they're trying to cash in on some dumb bullshit, like, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily, excommunicate them from your life. But, because, I mean, everyone's got to get paid, you know?
Okay, that's true. Yeah. Should I say the author's name?
If you want them to.
It's Augustine Burroughs. And I was so really? Disappointed.
He's doing yes! it. He's doing God damn it, Augustine. Well,
but is he doing it for a reason? Is he doing it for a cause? Is he doing it for himself?
For himself. So I mean, I don't know. I love this author. I've met him in the flesh one time.
What?
To one of his. Yes, I did. It was a very exciting time. So I went to a book signing, book reading of him, and I was like a creep that waited until everybody was gone. And then I went up to him and I was like, okay, now we can have a 20-minute conversation. And he was so amazing in person. And this was a few years back, but I just saw that today and I was a little heartbroken, honestly, because he's an author that I have literally read every single thing he's ever wrote. And
is he NFT?
Very sad.
Well, but here's a counter to that.
Oh, shit.
He also was in marketing for a long time. So, this is a form of marketing.
Yes, it is.
That's true.
So, think of it that way. That's like his expertise is marketing.
I'm just trying to figure out what this NFT baloney is.
Hey, and just because an artist is a piece of shit doesn't mean you can't appreciate their work. You know, I enjoyed Blizzard Activision content for a very long time.
Ugh. I mean, look, years of sexual harassment is a little different than, like, I'm doing an NFT now. I feel like that's a little...
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Too much contrast on that one.
Or there was, like, there was that trailer, there's no E3 anymore, but it's like... The new Star Wars game, and it's like Quantic Dream, and it's like, oh no.
Yeah, the bad, abusive people, right?
Well, games are already bad, but now it's a Star Wars game, and also, like, there's awful abuse. It's like, why? It's all of the bad things you can imagine, like, ruin a franchise that you love, plus you're abusive, plus all your games are bad. I mean, I guess. Man. I don't know.
Perfect shitstorm.
Some people liked Heavy Rain. I don't know. But Jason. Jason.
We're still working through it. Jason.
Wait, Jason. Are you fixing it?
No, we have to get back to it.
Oh,
it's a rough game.
We're the fat cop who was like going to die of a heart attack last time, I think.
So you have. It hasn't been revealed who the murderer is. That's the most
stupid thing
ever. Okay, great. Great. Keep playing. It's stupid. Just go to Wikipedia and save yourself the trouble.
Yeah, because we couldn't ever sit down in a fucking chair with that game. It would be like, you're trying, and then he's like, and then he stands back up. And then you try to do the sit move again, and then he stands back up. It was the most frustrating game I've ever played out of like three games that I've ever played. So
it didn't listen when you moved the control stick. It rebelled against us, and the guy just kept like doing squats instead of fucking sitting in a chair.
You have to make all those weird movements, right? With the fucking PlayStation shit? Like, isn't there like a pad on it that you have to do it? Or is it the actual joystick?
I have a 360 controller on my computer. Just use that.
Okay, okay. Well,
and it still didn't work. I'm sorry, that was just Jason. Jason!
Jason! Press X!
Jason!
Jason! Jason!
So, how about that economy?
We'd rather talk about the fucking Heavy Rain.
The worst game we've ever played.
Hey, Rob, you know, it's going to be great as long as we just keep doing vaccines and don't ever lock down again, because why would we ever lock down again? Because we have vaccine. Just die. Just die.
Well, 1% of us are.
Says the Biden. Says Biden. Says the quote-unquote bleeding hearts. Just die, they say. Just
die. Everyone also love that they did the two different messages for Christmas to the vaccinated and the unvaccinated?
Shut the fuck up. No.
Lovely.
Nope. That was pretty horrible.
Wait, no. What is this? I haven't seen this. Tell me. Jesus
really,
Christ.
You haven't seen that?
Yeah, no. When he did his union address, like normally whitehouse.gov or wh.gov or whatever, posts like a quick synopsis of what it is, and it straight up was like, if you're vaccinated, go have a good holiday with your friends and family. You're doing the right thing. You got vaccinated.
Wait.
If you haven't got vaccinated, you're looking for a real tough winter, and you and your friends and family are gonna... You know, have to be cautious. And...
Oh my gosh.
No, he said you're going to die and you're going to overwhelm our hospitals and fuck you.
You actually posted this.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it in the Discord.
It's on Anal Pod Tops. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing and we will get through this. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. That's what they fucking said. That's
okay.
Up.
That yeah.
And that was the synopsis, and he went into much further detail when he actually did the speech on this last Tuesday. As I had to be often reminded on the podcast, the unvaccinated are not just the ignorant, and it's not just, you know, there are some people who literally can't get the vaccine, or it will fucking kill them because of the way their body is. And those people are going on their second full year of fucking lockdown, and that message was for them too.
Oh, you mean people under the age of 5?
Yeah, everyone.
Every person under the age of five, you mean?
Them. And also, yeah, like anyone who's just can't get vaccinated because they're allergic to something or whatever.
Like, I get it. We live in a time of division, but for White House preached on unity, they've got two very clear messages for two different factions of the community, bar ignorance or not. It doesn't matter. That's not unity. That's telling half the country you're going to get sick and die. And the other half, good luck with the rest of the people who could get you sick. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It just blew
but
my
Rob,
mind.
To be fair, though, Rob, if Biden actually did anything to help people, the line would go down. So.
Fair.
We can't do that. Line fair. Go down. Right, John?
Line go up.
Line guy, you gotta go up.
Yeah.
No, only up. You gotta go up. I love, and there's articles about like in China now, it's like Omicron, it's like the draconian. It, like every, just, there's this meme now, and it's like everything good that China does, and it's like you can have the headline, but then you have comma, at what cost? Like, China locks down and prevents anyone from dying from Omicron, but at what cost? You know,
you know, people not dying, that's the cause.
The population being healthy.
Not making money off of treating it? That sounds pretty terrible for capitalism.
I'm curious at, you know, purely the economic ramifications of the individuals who are still now finding themselves sick and in the hospital for months and actually recovering. That is going to be significant for a fair amount of the population, vaccinated and unvaccinated. And inflation's wonderful. It's like 8%. It's like 1982 in this bitch.
Do you remember that time that Biden was like, hey, we're going to tell those damn vaccine companies to be like, yo, why don't you just release these patents so that the whole world can be vaccinated and we can be done with this? And then they didn't. And then they were going to have a conference about it, but it got canceled because of all the COVID.
Well, yeah, with Omicron spreading and doubling every 2 days, in the next 2 weeks, like, we have a real problem if Omicron is any more significant than the original strain. So everybody everywhere is going to be just like Rochelle. Half of her workforce is out. That's everywhere.
Oh, no, it's like 75%.
75%?
No, the same thing. I know a guy that works for a VA, and it's the same thing. Like, a bunch of people that work there... maybe half the people that work there are now, they have COVID. They're not sick, right? Because a lot of them are vaccinated, right? They're not in the hospital, but they just can't work and things are shutting down, right? Because if you're a business that actually cares about people to some extent,
you're going to try to protect them.
Right. If you have COVID, like, don't come in.
Stay home.
But some places don't give a shit, right? And it's just like, come in. You need a doctor's excuse and then some. But, I mean, that's the other problem. It's like, not only, right, do we have overflowing hospitals from people that are too sick, and they're in the hospital, but now we have the problem with, well, people get sick, but then now they can't work for at least 2 weeks, or then some, because they don't want to risk other people getting sick.
Didn't you hear the news? We're rolling back your exposure quarantine requirements, because we can't have that. That makes mine go down. No, I'm not kidding. That it was like news today that the administration's working with the CDC and officials to work at having the quarantine reduced from 10 days down to 7 or 6.
Mine has to go up. I mean, it just has to go up. It got to go up.
At least in my workplace, it's only 7 days if you are unvaccinated.
Well, here's how it happens in my workplace. I get a text every day about COVID being detected at my place of work. I've gone 3 days in a row now, so I'm not really exaggerating.
Oh my God.
And then what happens is the people in charge of managing this at the company call the person that tested positive and reported that they tested positive to the company. So that all has to happen before... Yeah, so how many cases of COVID do we have walking around that, you know, go untested or unreported?
Or unknown with asymptomatics.
Right. So then the company asks the person, well, who were you around? The person can say 2 people. The person can say 10 people. They say, who did you have lunch with? Or who did you go on break? They don't, like, actually track close contact, because if they did... there would be no ability to staff the warehouse.
There would be no one there.
Everybody is close contact.
Wow. Well, yeah, just as far as the transmissibility of Omicron, if you're in the same building, you have it. The 2-day doubling is just, it's more transmissible than chickenpox. And that's like, as used to be, as transmissible as it got.
Jeez Louise.
But this is all my company is required to do. So, you know, they're already skating around actually protecting people by quote unquote following the guidelines. So I don't really see this changing anything, really. Like if CDC changes quarantine to 7 days, like it's not going to matter. It's going to operate the exact same way it does. Like the company is following the guidelines. It's just that the guidelines are stupid and shit. The guidelines don't actually protect people.
It's almost like if the guidelines were created with some kind of team behind them or something, saying, okay, what is the minimum requirement that we can give to our little employees while retaining the maximum benefit for our company? I don't know. It's just like, it's like they had some kind of team in a room.
Exactly what they like, do.
No, that was done by the former president, and it's literally on the record. Like whenever that one meatpacking plant, when it went down, they came out with an entire list of instructions from the CDC on how it was supposed to be handled, and Trump bullied the CDC because they had a milquetoast official in place, and then they came out with what we follow now that was not necessarily what the CDC would recommend. It's what a capitalist who wanted to make sure his lines kept turning.
Well, I'm not even talking about blaming Trump or anybody that sets the standards and sets the guidelines. It's all in how the companies handle the guidelines. Like, there are ways you can interpret the guidelines that means your whole building has to shut down. there are ways you can interpret these guidelines that say, listen, all we have to do to track close contact is ask a person. All we have to do is offer 14 days of paid leave, and we don't even have to do that anymore. And that happened under Biden's watch.
Everybody's the sickest right about now. Like, we're higher than our old peaks, and there is nothing.
This has nothing to do with who is president. This has everything to do with living in the system that requires...
Yes, I agree, but those CDC standards that were set forth were very specific and very strict on what companies could and couldn't do, and then the ones that were set forth that are followed and applied are open-ended in just about every single way possible that established the system you're in now, where they can just do whatever they want and call you safe.
The loopholes are always there, right?
You're talking about that Supreme Court that's going to overturn Roe v. Wade or whatever.
Hey, wasn't I bitching about that last November, saying that this was a real thing that we needed to watch? And then they said, oh, we'll deal with it in the spring. And then they said, oh, we'll deal with it in the fall.
And it has been one long December. Holy cow.
Is there reason to believe?
Nope.
Maybe this year?
Nope.
Okay.
Here's not the year either.
It's all very interesting. As we drift down to the end of our recording time, what's everybody doing for Christmas?
Actually visiting people.
Nice.
This will be my first holiday visiting people. I wasn't able to do it on Thanksgiving because pretty sure I had the COVID. So yeah, I actually get to see people that I haven't seen since, you know, what was it? God, March 2020.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's losing 2 years. And I said this, we all said this going into it, you know, we're going to lose 2 years and
18 to 24 months.
Yeah. Yep.
But at least we're not China, right? Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, at what cost, Jared?
At what cost? We not have COVID. Yeah.
Jared, what do you and Katie have planned?
Well, we're going to see her family Christmas Eve and my family Christmas Day. And we are very fortunate in the sense that I don't think anyone in our immediate family area in our immediate family is like anti-vax, so everybody is vaxxed and taking at least somewhat precautions.
I should note that as well. The people I'll be seeing are all vaccinated.
Yeah, so I mean, we're very fortunate in that. And you know, we had the same thing over kind of Thanksgiving where it was my family, and my uncle mentioned that specifically, that was like, we're very lucky that no one here is anti-vax. It was like, holy shit. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So. Be a collection of vaccinated and unvaccinated. So.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I make every opportunity. Hey, maybe today's the day you should go do that. Here's the reasons why. Nope, not today. Okay, I guess that's one less tear I have to shed at your funeral. Like, you've been warned.
Easy there, Joe Biden.
Just saying.
They're starting to sound like that White House press release.
Well, but again, like, I mean, that's the problem. It's like, I know we're summing up, but like the White House press release, it's like it's this common capitalist trope of like we have these systemic societal problems that they just push on individuals, right? It's your individual fault that you're not vaccinated, right? And they completely ignore all the reasons why someone, you know, who otherwise maybe is rational would be anti-vax. Right, there's a bunch of reasons. Like the pharmaceutical companies are awful, and they do awful shit. And there's all these societal reasons and fucked up capitalist reasons. But they've done so much awful shit. Like Johnson & Johnson made a shell company so they didn't have to pay victims of their talcum powder that had too much arsenic in it that caused women to have ovarian cancer that killed them. They made a shell company that went bankrupt, so they didn't have to pay out. And that's a company that made a vaccine. So you wonder why people are hesitant. Like, there's all these societal reasons that are completely ignored. They're completely ignored by capitalists, by the Democrats, by the Republicans, of why people...
By design, right?
Exactly. It's all on the individual choice. Like, we don't care of any of these bigger picture reasons.
Jared, to borrow a point from our current and one true president.
Okay.
You have to ask what you can do for the country.
And not how the country has fucked you.
Isn't that Winston Churchill? Are we?
That's JFK.
Oh, what's that?
Well, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Right. That's why you said the one for president.
Oh, that's right.
Mike, what are you and Rochelle doing for Christmas again? To re-catch you guys.
We are just going to be hanging out at my parents' house. Both of them are vaccinated. And my brother and his fiance are also going to be joining us. Also very vaccinated. Nice. Very careful. And they're pretty much like the only group that we've seen throughout any holidays through 2020. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mostly group. Only see immediate family.
Yep, that's my family. Oh, also, it's my dad's birthday on Christmas, so yay!
Nice!
Happy birthday, Dad!
Happy birthday, Rochelle's dad.
Thank you for joining us for another exciting Anal Probe segment, listeners. We appreciate you, the ones that stick around to the end. Don't forget, you can reach out to us at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter, @anewamericanle1. A special thanks to all the Anal Podcast participants, hosts, as well as music producers and content and idea creators. The show wouldn't be possible without you, so credit where credit's due. And as always, listener, stay safe out there.